scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And live from the Cherrywood Studios. Hey, Megan.
Been here for a while. How's it going?
I know you haven't been there for a while. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's my house, so I'm here every day, but I haven't done radio from this perch.
It sounds even fancier now because, now it's summertime, so it's like, oh, I remember my summers at Cherrywood. So wonderful.
Drinking lemonade. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. summertime is here. So obviously a lot of things that are summer things, like mosquitoes, are starting to show up. I've been bit by, I don't even know how many mosquitoes already this summer.
I know, it's been a bad one.
But Bill Gates is apparently trying to wipe out mosquitoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Sun says that Microsoft's Bill Gates, he's investing $4 million in a new mosquito program that's going to help end malaria. So he plans to create a genetically modified male mosquito so that when it mates with the female mosquito, creates other mosquitoes that die before they can bite as adults.
Well, okay. I'm all about eradicating malaria. Yes, please.
Yes.
And I don't like being bitten by mosquitoes, but doesn't this seem like one of those, I don't know, like ecosystem things where they're supposed to be?
Yeah,
there?
I would say so. I mean, you always
wonder. Do we want to start messing with that?
You always wonder, what is the purpose of a mosquito? Because, okay, it bites me and does all that. And then where does it go from there? And really, is it good part of the ecosystem? But, it's part of it. It lives in our ecosystem, and it's not messing with anything. So I feel like, yeah, and genetically modified mosquitoes sounds like a sci-fi movie that I don't want to watch.
I was going to say, this sounds like a little bit of sci-fi that could go terribly, terribly wrong. So I don't know. I mean, maybe there's another solution.
What do you think is the better investment from Bill Gates? The mosquito thing or the avocado thing that we talked about last week?
Well, the avocado thing just felt like unnecessary.
Yeah.
I think he should just go back to the table and start again.
I think so.
Go back to the draft table, throw them both out, mm-hmm. run some more ideas by some people and see what he gets. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Johnny, I wear a lot of ponytails these days now that my hair is getting all long.
It's getting really long.
It's getting really long. It's got a legit ponytail hair, but I've been getting a little bored with it lately. I just, what am I going to do? All I do is ponytails now.
Right.
Well, turns out what I need to do is put a giant bow on my head.
Really?
Because that's apparently now the big hot trend.
Huh.
Ariana Grande decorated her signature ponytail with a giant bow. And now bows are one of the hottest accessories of the summer season. In fact, according to Instagram, they're the popular summer trend, not just hair, everything else, sandals, swimsuits, all of it.
So just bows on everything.
Bows on everything. I think there should be bows on boys.
Bows on boys? I think we could do the bolo tie or the big bow tie thing that they used to do in the 1800s. Instead of a tie, you just do that big old thing. I think that's a great idea.
Like that thing that kind of hangs down like a little accordion situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I could go for it.
That's the new thing. So put a bow on it all summer long. So that's trending topics for this morning.